This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.
Felix has done all kinds of amazing holiday shows over the year. Now, he's out for the holidays this year, so I'm here to bring you one of those old shows. Now, he is someone who loves to celebrate the holidays, and he really did it special with this one. So I hope you like this episode as much as I did.
From NPR Music, this is Festivo Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Now, what would the holidays be without music? Now, here in Alt Latino, we feature the music of Latin America all year round. And for this holiday special, we've invited some very musical friends to help us celebrate this special time of year. Cantigas is a Washington, D.C.-based award-winning choir that specializes in chamber interpretations of music from Latin America and Spain. Now, some songs you may recognize and others are part of their holiday repertoire that may very well become part of your own holiday celebrations. We'll start in Venezuela, but first, a short Spanish lesson. Parranda is a word used in many Latin American cultures, and it means party or celebration. In Venezuela, parranderos start in public places and sometimes get invited into homes to share their music in exchange for food and drink. Here is a traditional Venezuelan parranda called Al Llegar Aquí, and it features Carlos Peroso on the Venezuelan cuatro, which is a four-stringed instrument specially tuned to reflect that country's Spanish and indigenous past. Our next song is from Peru, and it features a rhythm called huayno, a pre-Columbian beat that is played on a drum called bombo. And it also features another indigenous guitar-like instrument called charango. Allá Baja Jesucristo is a traditional Peruvian villancico, or carol, from the Andes region. The instruments and the reference to Jesus in the title reflect the combination of the indigenous Quechua culture and Spanish Christianity. This is Allá Baja Jesucristo. With us in NPR Studio One here in Washington, D.C. is Dr. Diana Sayas, the founder and artistic director of Cantigas. Diana, welcome.
Thank you, Felix, for having us here.
You know, the holidays are all about familia. And next up, we dip into your own Puerto Rican roots for a song that has some very, very close family ties. This song was part of your family history. Now, you learned some music
this
from this song?
This is a song that everyone has learned in my family. Since we are little kids, we go to all family gatherings, and all our uncles get together, they sing it, they either play guitar, they like to sing in harmony, and this is the song that we all learn. So it was the first song that I actually learned in guitar. And my cousin, who's here today, she's also part of the choir, Magdalena Saavedra. She's a little bit older than me, just a little bit. And she was the one who taught me the first chords in the guitar for this song. So I would be able to sing La Primavera Volvió with the rest of the family.
La primavera volvió. Quiso Dios que las aves cantaran y las flores perfume irradiasen y las noches de luna alumbraran. Noches divinas de amor en que todo el ambiente contagia. Hay de almas que sienten nostalgia si han vivido un gran amor. Y al contemplar los amantes, contándole sus cuitas a las estrellas, me recuerdan los días en que yo viví la ilusión, en que yo le pedía a mi niña dorada que me diera tan solo un besito, como ella me decía que no. Mas el invierno volvió y en mi vida palpita el recuerdo.
Y confieso, aunque hoy estoy lejos, no me puedo librar del embrujo.
Cuando yo escucho el trinar de las aves que cantan canoras, anunciando otra vez a la vida primavera ya.
That was La Primavera Volvió, an original composition written by Benjamin Saez from Puerto Rico.
Okay, we're going to hear more, but first we need to take a short break.
This message comes from Capital One, offering commercial solutions you can bank on. Now more than ever, your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services, all tailored to your short and long-term goals. Backed by the strength and stability of a top 10 commercial bank, their dedicated experts work with you to build lasting success. Explore the possibilities at CapitalOne.com/commercial, a member FDIC. This message comes from NPR sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
In this country, some truths aren't self-evident. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as wide-ranging and real as the people who tell them, we celebrate the Black experience for all its soul and richness. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.
Now we move to a different country with different rhythms and even a different language. Brazil is the land of the bossa nova. And we have a gem of a song written by two legendary masters of that style, the poet and lyricist Vinicius de Moraes and composer Antonio Carlos Jobim. This was one of the most prolific and celebrated songwriting partnerships to come from Brazil during the years when, for the first time, the world looked beyond Mexico and Cuba for their fix of authentic Latin music. The Brazilian song Si Todos is a romantic song written during the earliest days of the bossa nova, almost 60 years ago. It's a song of love, of hope, and peace, everything we look for during the holidays. Our next song isn't particularly religious in nature, and it isn't really about a happy subject. In fact, it's kind of dark, but we all know it. Cantigas includes La Llorona in their holiday programs because it's one of those things that unite us. It brings us together in a shared cultural experience, and it's usually because our moms or abuelitas told this story to keep us in line. One version of the story has a native woman falling in love with a Spaniard who refuses to marry below his class. She then drowns the children she has with them after being rejected, then takes her own life. Now, when she gets to heaven, God makes her return to this world, and she is condemned to an eternal search for her children. And it's said that you can hear her crying for her children, usually near bodies of water or in your closet or under your bed if you don't go to sleep right now. This song has taken on symbolic meaning over the years, and representing the clash between the native and the colonial in Mexico, for example. Whatever the story, it's become one of the most well-known folk songs in Mexico. I think we all know the words. We all have our favorite versions of it. And we all look over our shoulders when we hear it. Here's Cantigas with a beautiful arrangement of La Llorona. Now we make room for Africa by moving to the Caribbean, specifically to Cuba. The next song is called Tú No Sabes Inglés. The lyrics are written by the great Cuban poet Nicolás Guillén, who lived during the last century and is considered the national poet of Cuba. He was recognized for the mixing of cultures, that is Cuba, the Spanish and the African. Now, this song is based on one of his poems about a black Cuban who falls in love with an American woman, and his pals tease him that he can't speak English. Now, what made this poem special is that Guillén used a slang that became popular in the late 1930s of dropping the S's off the ends of words, something everyone recognized but was never really used in print. Remember, the song is called Tú No Sabes Inglés, not Tú No Sabes Inglés. Cuban composer Emilio Granet set the poem to the Cuban song form called Son, and Cantigas presents it to you.
Tú no sabes inglés. Benito Manuel, tú no sabes inglés.
Okay, it's funny how we end up back in Puerto Rico to end the show, and it might have something to do with Diana's Puerto Rican ancestry. So, Diana, how are we going to celebrate Christmas in Puerto Rico?
We are going to start by performing a bolero. It's called Christmas in Puerto Rico, right?
Of course.
And it's very special for us because it was a bolero written by Mr. Juan Soto, and he was the father of one of our singers, Priscilla Soto.
Beautiful. Let's go.
Once I spent my Christmases away up in the north, sitting at a fireside or shivering in the snow. My Christmas now is different, the tropic breezes blow. I'm warm and sun-kissed, basking on the sands floor. I'm spending Christmas in Puerto Rico. I'm substituting sand for snow. Old Santa's up in the plane in Miami to bring me gifts where the trade winds blow. Sometimes I dream of the sleighs and jingle bells, the fireplace, a friendly place, but here well, I'm spending Christmas in Puerto Rico. Felices Pascuas, mi buen amigo. Christmas in Puerto Rico, but I know Santa won't be late. I'll eat pasteles, lechon asado, the steaks like Christmas will have to wait. Sometimes I dream of the sleighs and jingle bells, the fireplace, the friendly place, but here I think it's swell. Felices Pascuas, mi buen amigo, means Merry Christmas in Puerto Rico.
Now it is time for the real parranda. So we would like you all to join us. We are going to end with this medley of Puerto Rican parrandas. You know, we like to get to people's houses after midnight, wake them up. They join us before they give us food and drinks. And then they join us. And then we go to the next house where we wake them up. They give us all their food and their drinks. They join us. And then so on until 4 a.m., that last house, we usually get some chicken broth, asopao, you know, so we can drive back home safely. So these are some of the songs that we actually sing for during our parrandas in Puerto Rico.
Esa es la parranda.
Thank you so much for joining us for Festival Latino. It has been our pleasure to share the holidays with you and our friends Cantigas here in NPR Studio One in Washington, D.C. Dr. Diana Sayas is the founder and director. Special thanks to Maris Arbona Ruiz and Magali Salas. You can hear this program again on our website, npr.org/altlatino, and we're on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, Happy Holidays. Thanks for listening to Festivo Alt Latino from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI Co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.
You know the names of the primary players. Jimmy Carter.
Our country's not strong anymore.
Ronald Reagan.
We have perverted our Constitution.
Gerald Ford.
Let's go!
But how they acted, it's just about the opposite of their popular images.
Those are the seeds of the culture war.
Landslide, how a presidential race led to today's political divide. Subscribe now to Landslide, part of the NPR network.